Them boys is back yet again. I would like to welcome you all to this podcast. Shit is AK170. I don't know, you can't classify because I would say Spotify, but we are on multiple platforms, including but not limited to Amazon Music and what was the other one? Apple Podcasts. I'm here with AK170. Excuse me. I'm here with KO2 Time, and we are AK170. You know, it's been a while. Kilgore. Excuse me, KO. See, I already calling him Kilgore. How you been, man? How you been, college boy?
Well, I have been cruising. You know, I've been chilling over the summer, trying to find work and whatnot. I have been enjoying my time as the worst half of a great couple. My better half is asleep right now. She will be hearing this, I don't know when.
But, shout out.
Yeah. Shout out her. She know, obviously she knows who she is.
That's a change. Hold on. I want y'all to, because me and him were talking, right, about like ways to, because we, despite our, you know, milk runs, right, despite our countless times that we just leave to go get milk and don't come back, we do want to come back, right? Like AK once said, this podcast is like the kid in the life that we do want to come back to, but we got to like, damn, I got to be a better man or a better parent for this shit. Like, that's the words of a changed man right there. The last time me and KO were on here, we were like, I wasn't in college yet. I was working still at Target. I think we're already like in a semester, and since then I am now been done with one little half of a semester in the middle of mine right now. And you know, life is progressing. We've talked about in the past how we were in the transitional period, and well, fucking hey, I think that the transition has happened. We are definitely young adults right now. I can vote, nigga.
I got. But I will not be voting because every single person who is in the running for president is an asshole, except Robert J. Kennedy. I will be looking out for him.
Nigga, then get registered to vote for Robert J. Kennedy. I don't know who the fuck is it. Really, the son of JFK running? Real shit.
He's actually his grandson.
His grandson.
His grandson.
His grandson's still an old ass nigga though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if he's anything like his grandfather, he should be an okay guy. You know what I mean?
Well, times have changed. Times have changed. You know, I hope that he doesn't repeat the same steps of his grandfather. And, you know?
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but we're just going to vibe.
I said I hope he doesn't because, listen, the world is crazy.
No,
my nigga, the last time that we did a podcast... The last time we did a podcast, AI music wasn't a thing.
Holy cow, man. Don't say that.
The last time we did a podcast, nigga, movies and shit were being made. Right now, them niggas is on strike. Like, oh my god, that it is so insane. Like, from my perspective of shit, like, damn, that's the industry I want to go into. My nigga, this is gonna make or break of, like, not make or break, but... Shit, if y'all niggas don't get this sorted, motherfucker might have to just, I don't know, what the fuck some other professions in the creative? Nigga, I'll be a fucking tattoo artist at this point, like.
Bro, personally, I'm loving it because you know how Hollywood get when it comes to the writers and shit, right? And I love that the actors are, you know, they're supporting the writers in their strike.
I love it too. It's the studios that's like, these niggas are the pixies. These niggas are like, I don't know, pixies is, don't do them justice. That's Elon Musk with Twitter right now, turning that shit into X. More on that later. More on that later. But, no. So there's already been known quotes and shit that's like, oh, we're willing to wait out until people lose their homes. And it's like, yo, these niggas are comedically evil. And we know this shit. But it's like, when you read the facts and information to this shit, what's the nigga that runs Warner Brothers, the former nigga, not James, the David whatever, that nigga got a lot of money. That nigga got paid a lot of money. And I want you to, like, what money, that nigga got paid money while DC and shit was plummeting like a fucking, like the blimp from World War One. That nigga got paid in the darkest days of DC, then dipped and gave it to another nigga. Like, and there's people that can't get affordable fucking healthcare, like, that don't make enough to make healthcare and acting. Like, that's disgusting. So,
you know, the only thing about this strike that kind of sucks for me is that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to your attention that the Blade movie was announced in 2019. If you are not aware, we are in the year 2023, and the Blade movie still has to come out.
That shit got delayed.
And it was projected to come out a year after the great year of 2023, but now it's projected to come out in 2025. A part of my fucking soul doesn't want to see this movie anymore, if we're being honest, because this shit has taken way too long. Not only because of the writer's strike, because niggas can't get their shit together.
It's the writer. Hold on. It's the writer's strike and the fact that the nigga don't even.
Well, he doesn't even like the shit they're giving him. Like, if your lead actor doesn't like the script, bro.
I think that's why they rewrote it. Like, I think that's why a rewrite happened. So, this is like, if somehow, some way in 2025, when this movie comes out, it's still bad. Oof. You got Blade Trinity.
Shit, man. Hey, that's the thing that I love about Blade, right? Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes already did such a damn good job playing that character that if Mahershala Ali completely shits the bed, it's okay. Because I can just forget, like...
I don't even think he will. I think, yeah. Like, if it's a bad thing, it'll be more so on what the hell they gave him as opposed to him being bad as Blade.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're right. No, Mahershala Ali's a phenomenal actor. But it's like... But the thing is, Twitter won't forget, bro. If that movie
fuck
is bad,
Twitter.
That's going to be this generation's...
Excuse me, no. That shit ain't even Twitter. It's X. Fuck X.
Oh, yeah. Like... That's the thing I'm scared about, bro.
Bro, I don't... To hell with it, because no. Twitter is a bubble. In terms of, like, you will have a nigga with full gold tell you The Dark Knight is a bad movie.
Yeah, I mean...
You will have a nigga with full gold really try and convince you that some, like, all-time movies are bad movies. And it's like, I'm sorry, these certain individuals view it on a playing field that is not a fun... Like, the way these motherfuckers watch movies is... I wouldn't want an opinion from them. These niggas go in thinking they baby junior fucking critics and shit, thinking, oh, I'm about to rate this shit, this, that... This is the, like, flash the fucking movie and enjoy it, please. Like, I just turn, just, I'm so, I don't know. I don't value certain, like, certain opinions, yeah, like, you can tell when it's one is genuine, but, like, do we really give a fuck about these, like, honestly.
Even if this shit is genuine, bro, honestly, see, here's my problem, right? Mm-hmm. With niggas with unpopular opinions, an unpopular opinion is cool. But I feel like if you have an unpopular opinion, it's important to preface it with, I understand why blank blank is blank blank. Because if you don't understand why your opinion is unpopular, you should not be having it.
Like, hold on, like, in the same, like, oh, I don't know why people, like, there's a genuine amount of niggas who will, again, like, and I guess there's their reasons why, like, they have their reasons for why they think this. I have to give it that. Niggas have the reason for why they think this. But there are people that genuinely will try and convince you Christian Bale was a bad Batman. And again, like, I can see why. Then, and those reasons being like, I don't, like, I can't say. There's a multitude. But like, shit like the shit from the end of Batman Begins. Like, I don't have to kill you, but I have to save you. I don't have an issue with that fucking line. The nigga just leaves him to die. Like, you should have, like, I feel like they look at it, certain things are looked at in a perspective like, oh, Batman wouldn't do this or something such, or this character wouldn't do this. hey man, think about it like this. Especially in an adaptation sense, where clearly these niggas aren't gonna be a one-to-one thing. Some shit just gotta happen, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, you can't fault people, a nigga for killing a nigga.
People who say that, it's interesting to me because in the comics, Batman fought a guy, some Russian guy, his name was KG Beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how it went, but Batman locks him in like some sewer or some gate or whatever, right? Without food or water. So it's implied that KG Beast might have died in that sort of predicament. And it's like, Batman has been known to take some extremes, right? Look, I don't think that's murder. Batman didn't kill Rach, right?
They were in a situation. In the same way he did.
In his fight. Cool, okay.
Right? Try to! But the nigga did! Like, yeah.
But it's like, you know?
Like, I'm
sorry. That's really your gripe? That's really your only gripe with the movie? Is that, he didn't save a bit of his life. It's like, bro.
No, that scene, it's like that. Some of that shit will really fuck up the entire movie for a motherfucker. No. It's that, and I think, like, the shit at the end of The End of Begins when it's like, Batman is the mask, not, like, Batman is the real face, Bruce is the mask, and it's like, I can see why motherfuckers don't like that. I think that is my only, like, I guess, dislike with the movie at the end of it, but, again, it's so...
That Bruce is the mask?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the shit's true, though, because we're talking about comic accuracy, right? That sort of take on Batman it suspends my disbelief. Because if not, it means that this is a person who believes he's a billionaire playboy, but he has to have an obligation to dress up in a bad costume and beat niggas in the middle of the night. You know what I mean?
I feel like I see it from the perspective of, like, I can see why that works, but oh my god, I'm doing stunts on GTA, almost crashing and shit. I see what, like, that's, like, I like the angle better of, like, where he balances being bad. Like, I see, like, it's suspense and disbelief and shit, because Bruce, it's funny just using Batman as the example, but Bruce Wayne is so fundamental, like, you can go, like, he's trying to learn to be a normal nigga, basically. Like, yeah. And even so, like... I like that Reeves is going the way of, like, yeah, Bruce is gonna slowly... He doesn't spawn in what Bale and the niggas were. Like, he has to work his way into being in the public presence and stuff. Like, I do like that. I like that. And, hell, yeah. Like, you know... I feel like, so to him, right, you can say this, like, to that nigga at that time, Batman is the only thing to him. Like, Batman is the real him, like, right? But the lesson is to learn that, no, that isn't the real you. Like, you don't have to fucking do that. I like shit like that. Like, if, like, I'm not the fact, like, yeah, he has to live to be Batman. No. Like, that's, I don't know, that's just my spin. Like, but no, to the point of Twitter and shit, yeah, that would fuck up a movie for a motherfucker. Another exhibit with... Transformers. Yeah. Niggas do have a problem with Optimus Prime beheading Megatron at the end of the third movie.
Why?
Because there was a leaked script. No, apparently... Wait. I'll tell you what. Whoa. The why is because it's Optimus Prime killing niggas, right? Like, people don't like the Bane movies.
Aren't they soldiers? I don't understand.
No. Optimus, I guess not. There was a thing where an ending leak where they were gonna get spared or some shit, or they Megatron and them make up at the end of some shit, but that leak got out and they just went with route of killing niggas. And in my justifiable eyes, hey, Megatron fucking invaded Earth with a former Prime. He ain't. The nigga killed Optimus in the last movie. I'm sorry. Blood for blood. The dead is done. Like, the nigga literally killed Optimus.
This is my problem, right? They'll talk about, oh, why did this alien robot just kill another alien robot. Like, that's not in his character. But you'll literally have Iron Man, a human being, killing other human beings. Terrorists. Captain America killing other human beings. Nazis.
It's in character for them. It's in character. I don't know. That, like, I don't know. It's a difference, but, like, with morals and shit, yeah, like, there's different morals and shit, but, like, at the end of the day, you see these motherfuckers doing what is necessary to get the job done. So,
but
I'm of the belief that if we kill the villains, then stories will be saved quicker and done. Like, there's no reason for the motherfuckers that die on the mass scales they do to die if we just kill the fucking villains, truthfully so.
Okay, so I think this is just a Batman effect now, because when did we all collectively decide that all heroes should have the no kill rule? I thought heroes kill, the majority of heroes kill, right? Like, in not in comic books, just in action or in media. The yeah. majority of heroes kill the bad guys, they kill the goons. They only don't do that when they have a no kill rule, which is the most mass street level superheroes, right? Mm-hmm. Captain America has killed people. He is a soldier. He works for SHIELD. He needs to kill people. Iron Man, obviously, with that kind of stuff, he kills people, you know?
That nigga, so, that nigga was going to work in that first Iron Man movie.
Yeah, so it's like, Optimus Prime has weapons for murder. He has a shotgun. He has bladed weapons. A lot of them have bladed weapons, so you're surprised that use them to kill somebody. Does that ruin the movie for you, murder?
Like, sorry that, you know, niggas had to die at the end. I don't know how people don't like Dark of the Moon. I'm like, there's motherfuckers that don't. I don't know. I don't even think about the people that dislike the Transformers movies, because I know that there's reasons why, but nigga, I love those movies too damn much to. Yo, speaking of Transformers, I saw the new one.
I'm not gonna lie.
What happened?
That's how I feel about Blade Trinity. I'm not gonna lie. there's reasons. Like, I know, like, it's funny because I know the reasons why it's a bad movie, but I do not care. You know?
I mean, the thing is, to me, and this is like where I'll defend and I'll die on this hill. Like, I honest to God will. I don't think that the first three Transformers movies are bad movies. Niggas hate Revenge of the Fallen. And I was like, there's again, multitude of reasons why. Like, there are reasons why. But again, at its heart, Revenge of the Fallen is a cool fucking movie to me. There's too many, like, moments that have me, like, nigga, I can't not like this shit. Motherfucking Optimus Prime getting the damn jetpack flying. This nigga ripped another robot's damn head off clean and said, give me your face. Then punched a fucking hole right through him. I'm sorry. A nigga told you to give me your face and ripped your damn face skeleton off. Huh? That's like you getting your damn skin tore off and all the nigga leaving it is skull. And you trying to crawl, like, that nigga was on his head. I'm sorry. There's people that don't fuck with the first three Transformers movies. Or so Transformers movies in general. But, bro, I don't know. You getting caught up in the opinions of all the, like, there's a lot of opinions out there. I could just not give a shit, and I won't. Like, you're not going to tell me the Tumbler is a bad Batmobile. I'm sorry, Chief. I'm so sorry. You're not going to tell me that shit ain't raw. You might will. Maybe the people don't fuck with the Tumbler. I do. That's just an example you're going to use. But, shit. We can use this as a period to a little swerve and whatnot as to kind of what we've been doing. We're at the 20-minute mark. Shout out to 20 minutes. About 1 hour podcast, solid 59 minutes. Me and K.O. Kilgore have been in the lab lately. I'd like to tell the people at home what we have been doing on the two of you.
We definitely have been in the lab. We, and our time off getting the milk, we somehow started a wrestling company. That is right. We are the bookers of a wrestling promotion, Connections Wrestling Federation, otherwise probably known as AWF. Catch it on Bobby Ann's YouTube channel.
Our YouTube channel, Actions YouTube channel. It's in the damn. If you don't know, Actions Entertainment, Actions NYC on Instagram, or you know, just my shit on social media, and Season 7 or Actions Entertainment. Just look up Actions Entertainment on YouTube, and you'll be able to smell what KO and Mamba are cooking. It's been fun doing that shit. It's been real fun being able to craft and create fictional fucking wrestling shit and make dumb, not dumb stories, but just fun. It's mindless fun. It's mindless games, and you know, it's just the right type of entertainment for me. It's been a fun. It's been fun to like upload on YouTube to say, because. And especially to this degree of, like, we're really doing, like, I count these as episodes. I think we're up to, like, this Warhead Wednesday is the 27th episode. And, like, to be doing something like that and keeping up with it, it's fun. It's fun, you know. It gets to, it kind of is a writing test because, you know, you have to, you not have to. There's no, like, crunch to have to make an incredibly good story, but you would like to make a story that makes sense in my book. But you know, it's good. It's good fun. It's good shit. I threw someone off a cell for my the day of my birthday, and that's all you need to know. I believe that AWF is the future. You should invest in AWF stocks. But while we invest in AWF stocks, we have a topic that came up. Wrestling. We love it, obviously. Yep. We do like wrestling.
Wrestling.
You know, what is there not to like about it when, you know, superstars like John Cena jump off fucking top ropes, do suicide dives. You'll have tall 7-foot niggas like Kane wearing a mask, throwing niggas through tables and shit. The Undertaker is a character that's taken seriously. Wrestling is something special. wrestling is something special.
Yeah, and has had a bit of a resurgence in his wrestling fandom as of late. And you know, those sort of things are appreciated when it comes to a young man's life. You know, tapping into his childhood, tapping into the things that you know sort of made him more lighthearted, I guess.
I mean, shit, yeah, like, bro. I mean, it was more like, it's a connection to my childhood and shit, obviously, like, my nigga, like, I was able to watch WWE shit when I was younger, when I lived in Brooklyn and whatnot. That's where I started, like, remembering it, seeing niggas like motherfucking Kane and whatnot. Kane did scare me as a kid. I think, like, I do remember, like, that nigga being... huh?
I think he scared all of us. He scared me too.
Yeah, like, bro, like that. Because that nigga was a tall, bald, ugly motherfucker. They made that nigga look uglier than he really was. Like, that nigga looked horrifying. Then you got Taker, too. No, Taker was cool to me. Taker, like, he wasn't scared. Kane was a scary nigga.
I love Taker. He's my favorite wrestler. I love him.
Like, my favorite back then was definitely John Cena because you're talking about to play with him right now in the game. John Cena, that was my nigga. That nigga.
John Cena was the one who got me into wrestling. Didn't stay my favorite for the longest, though. I'm not going to lie to you. You know? I got mad because he won all the time. I'm going to keep it a stat. I got mad because he won all the time. We all know the legend of Super Cena. There's a time period, ladies and gentlemen, where John Cena did not lose. It was unheard of.
Yeah. John Cena was just that nigga. I'm sorry. John Cena was really like... And it's like, I've had with this rekindling and whatnot, I've been able to go back and watch some of this shit. Like, I didn't watch Cena when he was on his Thugonomics shit. And honestly, so I wish I did, because seeing the guy that was essentially wrestling Superman for us being the underdog in these situations and whatnot is a really cool fucking thing to see. Like, again, is all right. Yeah, you know, you can clown the rapping and whatnot because some of them shits don't land, but some when they do, they do. That nigga, it's funny regardless. But it was cool. It's cool to see him. Hey, nigga, word life. Hey, he worked his way up. Shit, beat Big Show ass for the damn United States Championship in 2004, and nothing was the same. Not John Cena won his damn first championship via goddamn cheating, by the way. This nigga. Nigga, use the damn knuckles on Big Show.
Yeah. If my, you know, but I had a very interesting journey when it comes to being a wrestling fan, you know. I was more or less, I wouldn't call myself a casual, but I was more or less like a WWE loyal for a majority of my life up until I was like 14. That's when I started, I took a pause during 2016-17 WWE, and then I got back into it around 34, WrestleMania 34, yeah.
What year was that?
And then that was 2018. Because the following year was 35-2019, that's when Kofi won the WWE title. But, that's when I started getting to like shit like New Japan, Ring of Honor stuff, you know, Bullet Club, you know. Mm-hmm. That was like, oh, there's nothing to send WWE and it's much cooler, and I started getting to NXT and you know, shit like that. and then ever since then I've just been like I would call myself a very hardcore wrestling fan. I think wrestling is probably the thing I'm most knowledgeable about on this planet, being honest.
I can say that, like, I can say it from knowing this nigga. When I met Kenneth, it was a genuinely shocking thing to me. Not shocking, but this nigga was in wrestling. Like, you guys are speaking or hearing the voice of who was the number four wrestler in New York City in his senior year, goddammit. Like, this nigga, like, he knows his shit, right? When, as a freshman, to say this nigga was a less hostile Brock Lesnar, like, for some reason, he really wanted to fight. He really wanted to fight a nigga. I have no idea why. But that... This nigga wanted to, like, this nigga would hear about a friend in danger and be like, oh, word, what's up? Like, this nigga was Goku. But, like, it'll be like, oh, so if I hit you from here, how would you counter? This nigga has it laid out, like, with no hesitation, would lay out, oh, just lay out, grab your hand, twist it, hit, then nigga would try to calculate how to hit spines and shit at a certain angle to, like, partially paralyze. This nigga is different. Was different. Like, 28... You see how we got the versions on wrestlers and shit on 2K. 2018 Kenneth. 18 Kenneth was a force.
Yeah. Looking back now, I can appreciate that piece for what it was. It was cringe to me, but it was very... I think 2018 was probably the most influential year to who I am today. You know, because I was coming off of eighth grade and entering freshman year, and those are two of the most influential years of my life. So,
returning, sorry about that, guys. I mean, deadass forgot that this shit capped off at 30 minutes per recording on things. So, with the power of editing, we're continuing the episode. Continue the story, Kenneth.
Wrestling had a huge part of that. You know, I met some online friends who I still talk to because of this, to this day. because of wrestling. And it's like, yeah, you know, they know who, I mean, if they listen.
If they let it, it breaks.
And it's like, it's just so crazy to me because wrestling has leaked into every fiber of my being, you know? And like, the, you know, when I work out to wrestling themes. I have the wrestling shirts. I listen to wrestling music. I watch wrestling and yada, yada. And it's just like, I don't know. I probably watched over like 100 matches in my lifetime. Bell to bell.
Bell to bell. And attentive and shit.
Bell to bell, you know? I appreciate and I've really been enjoying Anthony's, you know, getting back into wrestling, you know? Because truth be told, I haven't really had a person to discuss wrestling with ever in this sort of fashion, you know?
Huh. Really?
That's a... Yeah, not enough. Because everyone knows, like, oh, you know, everyone knows the stars, Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, you know? But no one really knows, like...
Let's name one. Niggas don't, like, certain niggas, like, the main audience of niggas don't know Evolution.
Yeah.
Don't know shit. Like, I don't, like, yeah. who, I'm trying to think of an obscure-ass nigga from, like, that are just any obscure wrestler. Like, point is, like, yeah, I see what you mean. I see what you, like, shit. Like, some people's straight knowledge of wrestling is straight up just John Cena and Triple H. More like, or the obviously The Rock. Damn it, The Rock. It has been, I'll say this, it has been so, like, it's like, again, because of having all the respect for him and whatnot, and what he, you know, as a wrestler and shit, and his, and being that icon, yo, hearing how motherfuckers talk about The Rock during Black Adam's failure was crazy. It's like, y'all gotta chill on The Rock, bro. Y'all gotta chill.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, or so I saw something that, like, oh, as an actor, who's the, like, the best out of wrestlers, right? Like, John Cena. God damn it. I'm playing the game right now, and I try to pick up Stone Cold. Sneakers back just gave out. They had John Cena, Bautista, and The Rock. And it was like, oh, the difference between the, like, the reason why The Rock has the, like, the list of movies he does is because, like, that nigga was going for a check, bro. That nigga was going for a check. Like, he wanted to make... He was like, oh, he wanted to make sure his family ate while the other niggas, like, they were just, you know, they just wanted to do some shit. They wanted to, like, so there's a reason why that The Rock puts on the same khaki shirt a couple of times every few years.
I mean, The Rock, it's funny. I think The Rock's best roles are not his action movies, in my opinion. Like, like, those two movies he did in the 2000s, it was The Tooth Fairy and the other one. The one with the little girl.
I dead-ass forgot about The Tooth Fairy. Now, I didn't forget it. Like, that's the only, niggas have to rock in a tutu. And it was a good, and I remember enjoying the movie also. Like, I do remember liking the movie.
Yeah. Like, his action shit is like, bro, you know what I mean? It's like, the thing about action, okay, now I'm about to rant about action movies today in general. Hmm. This is not only a problem with The Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Action movies, they sensationalize, like, a lot of things that niggas don't take seriously in the real world. That's why action movies don't get, like, Oscar, like, nominations, because we can't connect to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have goddamn John Cena. 6'1", 6'2", buff white dude, you know, and his name, and they'll have his name be like Scott Blade in the movie, like something really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that no parent would ever name their child, right? Like
Scott Blade is crazy.
Some cool action movies like Chris Blade, or, you know, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. He's like a secret agent. You have a wife and kids, and then his wife gets kidnapped, and he has to save them before she gets blown up with the rest of the city, some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, fine, yeah. I guess the tension is there, quote-unquote. But there's nothing to connect to, right? And The Rock is one of those guys where you can never relate to The Rock as he is now. Maybe before, because we all know what, like, The Rock's origins, right? The host, I had $7 in my pocket. He went to football, didn't work, yada yada, right?
Mm-hmm.
But The Rock is an entertainer. And the way that he's there to amuse you.
And does.
He's not there. He's a performer. He has charisma, you know? He draws attention. He's not an actor, in my opinion, you know? He's not like, oh, I go into different roles. The Rock doesn't act. He performs. He entertains. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't act. Okay, Black Adam was acting, right? I didn't watch the movie.
That nigga was cooking. All I know is that nigga was cooking.
It looked good, I'm not gonna lie. The Rock being serious, okay. He got his acting back for that one. I will give him that, right? We're talking about who's the best actor. I'll give it to... Out of those three, I'm not gonna lie, I'll give it to Bautista, bro.
Yeah. Like, real Bautista, shit. Like... And I guess that's like... I haven't seen Peacemaker. I've seen some shit. I know Cena is really fucking good in Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Out of that, like... Bautista... I fuck with Bautista as Drax. And... Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to see more of him. But like... In that acting sense, yeah, you could watch, not why, but it's just a genetic, there's science to this shit that we will not understand. And, alright, cut, edit, pow, alright. But yeah, to say the least, politics, man. That we didn't expect the politics segment. We didn't expect a movie review segment either, but you got them. That's what you get when you get AK-170. But nah, we can like slide and transition into something else. I think I did want to say a point earlier before we go into like do the rest of the shit. I know we want to do a top 10 or some shit, whatever. Yeah. In the way how for you how wrestling was like. You rekindled with that shit. Like you really rekindled with that shit. Is in a way for me how I feel with like. I really like basketball. Like my nigga, like, I was on the shit with like with that with this bet with the ABL AWF shit for like a minute, and like being able to, I guess see, like I. Went all around the fucking world with the shit, to say least. Like I had this ABL season. I'm kind of salty that I haven't been able to finish it because 2K on PC just shat the bed, and I haven't been able to finish the season. But the season it's stuck on right now is the 10th ABL season. It is the 19th season total that I have done a sim league. It is a 19th season of like that. That's. So since 2019, late 2019 to now, that's where we're at with it. It's like, I'm in this little, like, the time spent making content and whatnot there or with that has kind of given me this, you know, the spark to start with AWF shit and to, I guess, I don't know, you know, continue to evolve on and rekindling with wrestling in general, because, bro, I fell off for years, nigga. Years. So, I swear to God, before this, my last memories of the WWE had to be, I'm trying to, like, really remember the last, I remember a little bit of The Authority. I do. I remember a little bit of The Authority. So, like, that was the last bit of peace of mind that, like, that I, you know, shit. Like I did remember seeing Triple H in suits and shit and whatnot. That was my segue out. I can't even recall which exact year that was. But
that was around, that was 14-15. And no, that was 14-15 and a little bit 16. Rollins got injured in 2016. That's when The Authority ended.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. It was okay. Yeah, yo, the Miami Heat retired number 6 on 2K or some shit. Damn.
Yeah, I think Bill Russell, right?
Yeah. Right. That shit is retired league wide now. Yep. Oh, I completely forgot about that. RIP Bill.
Yep.
Real nigga. Real nigga.
Not a lot. You missed. You came in at an opportune time because you missed the dark ages of WWE, honestly. Because the product was ass until the Authority, like, rose, you know? Hmm. Like, 2012, 2013, 2014, that shit was bad, bro.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because, yeah, you have acts like the Wyatt family and the Shield.
That's the one, like, yeah. I remember them niggas.
Mm-hmm. But then, as WWE champion, you had like who was WWE champion in 20? Yeah, they like Alberto Del Rio. Like
WWE champion 2013.
Bro,
list of champions. Oh, list of WWE champions from 63 to now is crazy. What? Why is this even a thing? What the fuck? Y'all niggas just wrestling this.
First champion was like Buddy Rogers. I don't know.
CM Punk held that shit for 434 days. What the fuck?
Yeah, long ass ring. I loved every second of it.
The Rock from 2013. The Rock had.
Don't remind me. It reminded me.
Damn.
I remember what's going on now.
Damn. Hold up.
You flashback.
War flashbacks, nigga.
It's coming back.
All right. Rock was champion for 70 days.
No.
John Cena was champion after that for 133 days.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Bryan was champion for a day.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Orton
Cassidy,
right?
Is Orton the champion? Randy, yeah. Yep. Then Daniel Bryan got the championship back.
That was the beginning of the Authority.
And then it was vacated.
Yeah, because he got injured.
And then it was Randy.
Yep.
Then Daniel Bryan a fucking again.
Yep.
And vacated a fucking again.
I don't know what happened there.
It says Daniel Bryan was stripped of the title due to a neck injury.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Cena after that. Then it was Lesnar. Okay, Lesnar had that shit for a minute. Seth Rollins. Okay, yeah. Vacated again. Okay, yeah. Then on to... at least Triple H had a good little 9 day... Nigga, 9 days? He held that shit for 9...
He's gonna be deeper. No, he beat Dean Ambrose in the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I remember that. I was so mad. I was so... Wait, was it? No, it was Roman Reigns. Wait.
It was Ambrose. Well, wait, no. Yeah, in which Roman Reigns defended the title and entered that number one. Triple H defeated Reigns, yep. Eliminating Dean Ambrose to win the title.
Yeah. Bro, the fans wanted Dean Ambrose so bad, and I did too. But let me tell you, Dean Ambrose was, like, everybody's favorite wrestler in 2015. Like, legit. 2015, 2016, he was, like, because he was the guy in the Shield that wasn't getting, like, enough love, but people just loved him because he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they already liked him over Seth Rollins because everybody hated Seth Rollins for breaking up the Shield. And he wasn't Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns was boring. So it was like, all right, we got to go marry
Roman Reigns. I see my nigga Randy got... Yeah, I'm looking through them right now. Randy in 2017.
Yeah.
Randy in 2020.
Did he beat Jinder for it, right? Jinder Mahal?
Let's see. Randy, 2017. It doesn't even say. It just says WrestleMania 33. Oh, wait. Yep. Jinder Mahal, 20. He had it for a day? Jinder Mahal had it for a day. And then it's... It goes... Hold on. It goes from Randy, Jinder Mahal...
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong shit. I was definitely looking at the wrong shit. It was AJ Styles after that.
Yeah, you know,
Daniel Bryan. And then SOS. I hit him. Kofi. Brock.
Yo, when Daniel Bryan turned heel against AJ Styles to win it, that was crazy. I was watching that. I was watching that SmackDown live. Yeah. Then we don't talk about what happened to Kofi's WWE title win. Kofi vacated the title, and then Brock, they just put it on Brock. Kofi never lost.
On this episode of Lies, Kofi never lost a fucking title. They just get. Oh, right. Brock Lesnar, man. Brock Lesnar. Here comes the pain. So I guess to wrap up this podcast, we can do top theme songs, because whatever that damn list I saw earlier was horrendous.
Yep.
So, I'll make a little quick doc. I'll make a quick document so we can keep track. Top five, well, what would you put on your top 10? Number 10?
Number 10?
You don't have, we can just list it as 10 in general, because ranking, we can list the 10 and then rank them.
Yeah, okay. So this is just WWE theme songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. WWE. I'ma go. Damn. Yo, this is tough. Yo, there's so many.
Asking the real questions here.
Yeah. Okay. I have a technicality. Since WCW is now owned by WWE, because Goldberg, right? He had a WWE theme song, but I like his WCW theme song better. He didn't use his WWE theme song in his original run, but he used the WCW one when he came back.
WCW Goldberg.
Yeah. Yo, that shit's epic, bro.
Again, turf. Oh, who you got next?
You know, people. I'm not gonna lie. This is a hot take in the wrestling community. If I ever posted this shit online, I'd get like slaughtered.
You're posting this shit online.
Who is that?
This nigga like me. This is public.
I wholeheartedly, 100%, every fiber of my being prefer Goldberg over Brock Lesnar. I'm so serious.
Hey, AK170 has been amazing, guys. Thank you for tuning in for this. Fucking God.
Bro, and I'd say Brock Lesnar's a bad performer, but I'm just a Goldberg fan. I'm a Goldberg fan.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Brock is better. I'm not gonna lie. Brock is a better wrestler all around, but I prefer Goldberg.
That's fair.
Yep.
So WCW Goldberg. Who's next up the bat?
Okay. I'm thinking Ruthless Aggression era. So, I'll be like around 02 to 08. For some reason, something Benjamin Steve stuck in my head, but I don't want to put that on there because I only have 10 and I know a lot. So I'm going to think.
Okay. Sheldon Benjamin is nice.
But that's not my top 10. I mean, are you kidding me? Goldberg is in my top 10 for sure. But something just a bop. It's not something like
that's, you know. Yeah.
Let me go to my wrestling thing as well, because I'm pretty sure I have one.
I guess to start mine. My first theme, y'all, to no fucking surprise, it's voices, Randy. have a boss that is safe. Hates to love and loves to hate. That, bro. Have a voice that has knowledge and the power to rule your fate, boy. That's a good, so that, when Randy Orton comes back, I'll be a very happy individual, and I will be, I'm saying this, like, even as a, I hope, is it if, but I hope he does. I will start watching this shit regularly again, or whenever, like, he probably gonna good be luck, my, buddy. I'll probably be, he'll probably, again, he'll probably be a part-timer or some shit, but, like, nigga, I'll be invested in enough to give a shit to watch, you know, as all too often again.
Yeah.
Like, what? Just let me know, Viper in the building. I'll tune in. I swear to God, I will.
Let's see. Oh yeah. Let me just fuck around and put it on. I'm gonna say Christian's theme song, his 2005 to 06 theme song. I think that's the time period.
All right, Christian.
0605. You got to be sure.
You got two on the board.
Yeah. Oh no. 0405. He was in TNA in 06.
04.
Yeah. 04.
TNA.
Yo, Christian is like one of the most underrated wrestlers and one of the most underrated youths. Nonetheless. He's right up there with Edge. Like, he's equal to him. That's how good he is.
I'm gonna have to do some looking into that. I know what shit.
He got this promo on this guy in AEW. He goes, I think your mom wanted me to be your new father, but I can't be your father because your father's dead. The guy's father, like, he's dead. No, he's actually dead. He just said a point blank, and it's
Snigger, I'm sorry. You have to throw real hands after that. You have to throw real hands. You have to throw. I don't give a fuck if it's a script or not. You have to throw real hands after that. Snigger disrespecting your bloodline.
Bro, Christian is the kind of heel where when he turns face, you just never forget what he said as a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like Randy. Randy is still a bad guy to me. Like, I see Randy and I see, bro, like, this thing is no good, bro.
You see him and it's like, and people mind is like, oh yeah, he's mellowed out now and whatnot. It's just like, yeah, it's still a very dangerous individual nigga out there.
Oh, yeah.
You got Goldberg and Christian. Who's the third?
Mm-hmm. CM Punk, Colt's personality.
CM, all right.
Way better than this Fireburns, in my opinion. I love this Fireburns.
That's Punk. Not it. I mean, well, you mean that fits Punk?
Yeah.
Or as a song in general, because I feel like no shit, Cult of Personality is going to be better than Fireburns as a song. But
I mean, I like Cult of Personality as a song better than this Fireburns. Honestly, I love Killswitch Engage, but they're. If there was a rest, if they had a song that would be a wrestling theme, it would be the end of Heartache. This Fireburns is cool, but the end of Heartache is like the wrestling theme song for Killswitch Engage. But honestly, the Colt's personality is just, that's just what I identify with CM Punk. This Fireburns is WWE's image of what Punk was supposed to be. But Colt's personality is like, yeah, it's actually that shit talking dude from Chicago. everybody hates and some people love.
The dickhead Punk.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You got three. All right. On there, I've got voices. All right. I'm going to be real. I got voices on there. I Walk Alone.
Batista's theme before that, Animal, like without the lyrics, where it's just the guitar. That shit's fire, I'm not gonna lie. That's fire. But it's, I mean, I Walk Alone, Saliva.
I Walk Alone inside this pit of danger. My nigga.
But
I swallowed down a thousand years of anger. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Bro, what's going off on that motherfucker? It's very fitting, in my opinion. Who would your number four be, K.O. Kilgore?
Oh my gosh. Now this is a toss-up for me. We're going Triple H here. Ooh. And I can't decide whether I put my time or the game, bro.
Really?
Yeah. The game is like, oh, it's a better theme, but something about my time and Triple H is just so like,
I'm gonna go with you go with which one?
I'm gonna go with the game.
Game? I'll be if you had the Triple H. Yep. That's on my list too. That's it. So we both were gonna share that. Triple H is like, bro, when you hear that shit bro, fuck out. You get real. You get real.
Yeah.
You get real.
No, it's not to overlap, to be honest. It's not to overlap.
Time to play the game. All right. So I've got WCW Goldberg, Christian 0405, CM Punk, Cult of Personality, and Triple H. I've got Voices, Walk Alone, and Triple H as well. For my number four, I'm going to say... Damn, I'm trying to like think. I'm really trying to think about it, but I'm like, I'll do Line in the Sand. I like the Evolution theme.
I think it grew on me. I didn't like it at first, but it grew on me.
Like, I don't know. I just, and especially like in the association with that song and Young Randy, like, yeah, that's an Evolution in general, but like, seeing Randy, go out to that song is like, yeah. Looking back to see where
Triple H was such a great heel in Evolution.
Nigga was like, a dickhead.
Damn.
Nigga was prom time dickhead.
Damn. Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh my gosh. Let's see. So I've got Trips, Christian, Punk,
and Goldberg.
My fifth one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yo, all right. Okay. You know, Kurt Angle's one of my favorite wrestlers, but his theme song is all right. His TNA theme song is better. The fans make that theme song.
This Homelander, this nigga's fan of Homelander, for real. You going with his TNA shit?
Nah. That's not real, man. That's not going for this whole time. Let me think.
Don't you see the writing on the wall?
Let me think of tag teams.
I was just singing the Hardy Boys shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that theme song's alright. I mean, Jeff's solo theme song is better. The No More Words thing. Matt Hardy solo theme song is fine. It's like a tornado. Bro, that shit. Broken Dreams, Drew McIntyre. Nah, that's not my top 10. That's not my top 10. But that's on this bar. I'm really considering this. Okay, this is the omnibus of my wrestling themes here. Like, this is concrete. Once I say this,
it's on the list.
Yeah, the opinion is out there, you know.
This nigga's crucial with this shit.
Oh, we got Goldberg, Christian, Trips, and Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. Whose theme song do I also listen to a lot? I would go ahead and just say Metalingus, but I want to really consider one first.
I mean, it is going to make its way on the list, isn't it?
Huh?
I feel like it will make its way on the list at some point, right?
Yeah, it will.
Well, you can throw it out, because that's like... We can throw it on the list, but like to rank it, we can do that later. Oh shit! Crashing my car in GTA.
Yeah.
All right.
Metalingus.
Metalingus. Got that. I'm going next big thing. Next big thing. Brock Lesnar. Done. Specifically the 03 one.
You know, I was watching Royal Rumble 2020 live. Best Royal Rumble I've ever seen, by the way, hands down. No questions asked. I don't know if you watched that one, but you have to. I know you're in your a little like Brock Lesnar thing. If you want to catch Brock Lesnar being at his peak,
that
like had I reached that's a perfect
world. Say less.
I think they had the full thing on YouTube. I was gonna see something. Well, it's not really a spoiler, but I was watching 2020 live, the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my shit when Edge came back. Like, I literally, I went nuts. Because, like, he injured for 9 years.
And then you know just how pulled back on. Up?
Yeah, you know how it goes on, like, the internet wrestling community. Like, when something is in the works, somebody will leak it or there's rumors or stuff like that.
Yeah.
The fans will pick up on it. Nobody had any clue. And it was just like,
that's the effect them niggas wanted. I see clearly everything. And then that song for that specific occasion definitely fucking fits.
Yeah.
Everything's come to life.
All you did, you think you know me. Dun, dun. It was a rock thing, bro. I gave me chills. Like,
better place. And a broken dream. All right, Metalingus. I got next big thing. What's after Metalingus for you? This is going to be a little bit of a long pocket. Not long, but, you know, this is going to be we are on the 24-minute mark of the third recording. So this is infringing on an hour and 30 minutes. Thank you, Gabe, if you have stuck through with this.
Yeah, if you stuck through that politics part, I applaud you.
Like, my nigga, I'm sorry. I would have clicked off if I heard us start talking about politics.
Yeah,
I gotta be
sorry. Yeah, I don't know where that went.
If the politics portion don't make it into the video, into the podcast, never fucking mind it. But
yeah.
Shit, we do have that creative freedom, but we could just cut that shit out. Fuck Trump. all right. What's next for you, buddy?
Okay, so I got 5 down, 5 to go. We got Metalingus.
Triple H, CM Punk, Christian, and WCW Goldberg.
Let's see.
While I have Voices, I Walk Alone, also Triple H, Line in the Sand for Evolution, and the next big thing, Brock Lesnar.
I was thinking tag team, but no tag team theme is really popping up my head as a top 10. The only one I can think of is the Usos. It's all right. Angle, his theme song is okay. Jericho, I like it, but I would put my top 10. Who else? I already have Triple H. Ooh. HBK?
Ha! I think I'm... Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That goes. All right. HBK or is that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's the... Yeah, all right. Sean, he definitely... Imagine if we witnessed dickhead Shawn Michaels in that, like, in his prom.
What, 90 Shawn Michaels?
Imagine. What a guy he appeared to be. What a guy.
Whoa. I argue that his prime was when we saw him in like, from 2005 to whenever he retired. But if we're talking about, like, prime, like, if we're talking about old Shawn, he's,
Nick was on go time.
Yeah.
I wonder if Undertaker was fucking him up.
Yeah. That feud has always been like the greatest, in my opinion. people talk about Rock and Stone Cold and Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns and shit like that, but Shawn Undertaker is such a like underrated rivalry. They've always had good matches. Always.
Except for the last one.
We don't talk about that. The last match between Shawn Michaels and Undertaker was at WrestleMania 26. I don't know what Crown Jewel was, but those weren't done. That was not done.
Alrighty, hold up. Now we're back in the cut. Whenever I say we're back in the cut, it means I did some editing. And you know,
yes.
Editing is cool. But, alright, HBK. So, I have Voices, Walk Alone, Triple H. You know what? You know I gotcha. Yeah. Break the walls down. I'm going to break the walls down. And because there are a lot of versions of it, I am going to go like the 90s one. Like,
oh, many. This thing is deep fun. Has it changed since his debut, bro?
Literally. Yeah. I mean, more so in like the variations of the shit.
Yeah. Like, he's had the same theme song for the most part in WWE, like since he came onto the scene.
In 20 what? What? You said in what year, nigga?
No, I'm saying. He's had the same theme song ever since he, like, made his debut. Like, it's never changed. It's always been Break the Walls Down, like, remixed.
Oh, yeah. And then the fucking, bro. I like the remixes, too. Like, I definitely do like the more, the heavier one. Like, Break the Walls Down. Like, damn, yeah. Baby, you know, point, ugh, that song is... My favorite, I'll say, the lyrics go hard. The lyrics go hard because, bro, that nigga says, I'm awakened from a deep sleep. You're all weak. You're living in the agony of defeat. I am the pastor of your old fleet. I am the master. I clock you like sheep. What? Step into the town and break the walls down. None of y'all need, most niggas don't know about stepping into the fucking town and breaking the motherfucking walls down. I'm sorry. I have been energetic to get to the, that's it, like, let you, bro, I don't know. It's a cool song. It's a very cool song. So after HBK for you, who you got?
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you. This is coming out of left field. But I got
Umaga's
theme song, bro.
That's not a in the top 10, okay. But that is still a nice theme song.
That shit is a banger. I'm not gonna lie, it's a banger, bro.
I gotta agree.
And you know, Umaga's so underrated. I was legitimately scared of him as a child. I mean, 300 pounds the moment with black face paint. Just like just comes in and
towering,
and Undertaker, like, I'm like, yo, who is this, bro? I mean,
all right,
but yeah, Umaga.
All right. So, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for you. Voices, 3, 6. All right, I might break the walls down for my next one. All right, I'm going Kane.
Kane, oh, burned. I said him. Okay.
Bro, evil ass nigga to say but the very least about Kane. And again, just imagine being in the arena that night to hear that shit in the debut. Like, I mean, like, from a presentation standpoint, the nigga is the little brother to the Undertaker and pulls up, lights go out, and all you hear is, I played it for the intro of this damn, well, no, I played a later version, but you hear this Oh, damn, it's playing on my iPhone. Oh, you hear it, you hear it, you hear that. You hear that podcast, I hope you do. Damn. No. You can't hear it, but they can.
Oh, they can.
Evil ass nigga he is. Evil ass nigga Kane was. And that's to say the least. That's to say the least. Alright, Kane's on my list for burn. I do like the later versions, the other versions of the ship, but that's, to me, that's the best one. Umaga, for you, last one for you. Who goes, who's cracking this, you know, who's making the cut, to say the least?
You're going Kane, I'll go Kane too. I'm going Slow Chemical.
Ah, all right.
Look at that. I'm so glad you mentioned Kane because I forgot how, you know, that song is in the Punisher soundtrack, like the movie. Didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, this movie has some shitty ass reviews. Punisher movie.
I liked it.
It's what got me to Punisher. Wow. It is. Oh, yep. The Chemical goes slow. Bro. It's the fact that he had. It's the. Yeah, yeah. Instrumental wise, that shit goes crazy. Yep. Right, we've got both Kanes. I'm gonna go Basic Thugonomics. Like I want
to.
I want to go. I really want to go with My Time Is Now, because the thing is, like, I like both of them shits.
Yeah.
And like The Time Is Now is like, nigga, that's literally our childhood. That is
literally.
My nigga, that song comes on. Niggas get up. Niggas got up to and got hype, to say least.
Yeah.
However, just as a song, Thuggin, my nigga, this is bait. He goes off on that shit. Truthfully.
He does.
He says to Bare Knuckle Man through fight piss, never survived this. Got like Alzheimer's, two-faced rappers, walk away with four shiners. We dominate your conference with offense. That's no nonsense. My theme song hits. Get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks. Then you bare knuckle my through. You'll never survive. He told you. The war, mama. Turn the legends to old timers. That's one on paper. Turn the legends to old timers. Like, that nigga was on his shit. I got Basic Thugonomics. Now I'm about to go through the damn career mode, not the career, the showcase mode, trying to get them niggas now. I have to get 03 Cena. I have to.
This next one's gonna be interesting for me because this is my favorite wrestler of all time, The Undertaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has had so many theme songs. So many ones that I like, except American Badass. That's not going on here.
You don't like American Badass?
No, not the song American Badass. Not the gimmick. He's had different theme songs for the gimmick.
Mm.
I just don't like the American the song by Kid Rock. Nah, because I'm American Badass. Nah,
You don't fuck with it?
Wow. Nah.
Would you alternatively fuck with, you like the Limp Bizkit one?
Yeah, I know niggas hate Limp Bizkit.
I mean, it's mixed. I mean, there's a good crowd of niggas that still do love Limp Bizkit.
You know, I think they were necessary for the time period.
Yeah.
They were a product of the time. I grew up with Roland.
Keep rolling.
I was surprised to find out that wasn't like his main American Badass thing. You know?
It should have been.
Yeah. I also love You've done it now. You kind of made a big mistake. But I can't. What's that song called? What's that song called? You're Gonna Pay. There we go. That was Big Evil. So I like those. But then there's the dead. But then there's like the Dead Man theme songs. We have Dark Side, the one right before he becomes the leader of the Ministry of Darkness. So it still has the in the '90s, and then there's the original, you know, the bells and the funeral march. Those hard. I don't know what's going on. Out of those, I like.
If I had to pick, I'm going Rest in Peace. Rest in Peace.
It's iconic, but okay, so you got I think Rolling is out of there, even though I love it. I think I like You're Gonna Pay better for Undertaker. Dead Man Walk.
You're Gonna Pay?
That's not true. Undertaker theme song. If it is, that's gonna be a revelation to me. Is it? Nah. Is it? Really?
This nigga's contemplating.
I really am, bro, because it's not Rolling. You know? Rolling is a cool song, but it's kind of like Charlie for the Undertaker. But You're Gonna Pay fits him so perfect.
I don't even think it's Charlie for the Undertaker.
Because, like, keep rolling, roll. It's more like, it's too, I think it's a little bit too hype, you know?
But my nigga, for that gimmick, for the 6'10" whatever Taker to be riding down on a motorcycle like that, it's the perfect, like, you supposed to get hype when you see some shit like that.
But I don't know, something about the You're Gonna Pay is like, it fits that outlaw, tobacco, chewing, like, I'm gonna kick your ass kind of guy, you know? Like, you've done it now, you've gone and made a big mistake, and I can't allow, like, that shit is just, like, I don't know. And it still has the bells, too. Because it says dead. It still has some of that, like, rest in peace inspired, you know?
Mm-hmm. Real shit, you inspired me to attempt to fight the Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell. I'm going to use Jericho.
I think that was when he was feuding with Cena. I think, yeah. Dead Man Inc. when he was W champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, John Cena in that era. That man took and went to the damn graveyard to piss on the damn grave.
I forgot about that.
Honestly, inspirational, if you ask me. Honestly. That's just like, that's insane shit. That is insane shit. So wait, which one are you going with?
Okay, so I think Dark Side is out. That's the Ministry of Darkness one. Even though I love that one, it gets repetitive. Okay. So it's between Rest in Peace and You're Gonna Pay. My favorite Dead Man Undertaker theme song, or my favorite American Badass one? I can't believe I'm saying this, but You're Gonna Pick my favorite Undertaker theme song. I guess it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit is just fire.
That's fair. I feel like, alright, so now,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I got 8. Okay. We're at 9. Alright. If I'm picking this, I have to look at the AWF. And. Alright. Oh, I'm bugging. D-Generation X.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's my number 9. Well, not number. Yeah, that's my. That's that. That makes the 9th cut.
Or did the cross off as a kid? Yeah, I love DX as a kid, bro. I love them.
Think you can tell me what to do, bro? I was watching the damn, custom Titan Tronch they're making on YouTube. My nigga, China. I didn't look back at like, nigga, that shit was. She was strong, motherfucker.
It sucks what happened to China. I'm not gonna lie, it sucks.
It's like wrestling, like rest in peace of China, but yeah, like that's just like you see that, and it's like, damn, yeah. She was a strong motherfucker. Like,
she was a unit. She was fighting the guys at the time.
I know. I'm just looking at the shit she doing to the damn intro, like hitting revs and shit. It's like, yo. This, hey, that's real. That's real. Shout out.
DX feuding with Bret, yo, DX feuding with Bret Hart is like, I wouldn't say peak attitude era, but like, yo, DX feuding with the Hart Foundation, that's it. Just looking back at it, this is crazy. I don't put Bret Hart's theme song in there. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong. I only have two theme songs that are just plain instrumentals, no lyrics, right?
You have
that was me.
Goldberg and the Mojo. Yep.
Okay. Yep. That's what I was thinking. My favorite ones are the ones with lyrics, obviously. This is my last one, right?
Yep.
See, I think I have most of my favorites here. I have Christian, Colt's Personality. I have The Game. Those are like my top three favorite theme songs. So I think the rest are just ones that I really, really like. So this next one, I think it's a strong one that I like too. Celtic Benjamin, get out of my fucking head, bro. I'm not gonna put you on the list. I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm not gonna put you on
the list. That nigga spun the block.
Every single time I think of a theme song, I hear "Ain't No Stopping Me Now" in my head. Like,
I'm honestly, I might go see this theme, other theme for my 10th one.
My time is now.
Yeah,
that's very respectable. That's very respectable.
Like, cause I like both of those fucking songs. I really do. Or it's like. Here's the thing, like, also, like, maybe Burning My Light, but, like, alright, so, like, I know that, like, I was running, like, running Randy theme songs a lot, because, like, when I was, like, leading up to my show last month, and I found, there is a I guess I'll say it was like, all right, I'm say why I'm thinking about Burning My Light is because like when I did hit the pose for the curtain call and shit, that was like what was going through my head. Like it wasn't voices at that. I feel like that's obviously appropriate at the time. Like voices is like the type of shit you get. Like, but like that kind of just felt very like, I don't know. And it's like ever since I've kind of had like this. I say attachment, but shit, I associate that with that. Like, it does help me, like, associate, I don't know. So I'm thinking about it's either Burning My Light or it's either My Time Is Now. Or wait. I'm talking shit. I'm definitely talking shit. Take it theme is definitely going to have to go on here.
Okay.
Yeah, rest in pieces. For my last one, yeah, rest in peace. Like, okay. I'm thinking about this, like, oh, wait, yeah, I do have these slots, like, Take Her isn't here yet, yeah. Or, yeah, okay. Honestly, wait, no. Line in the Sand can go for My Time Is Now. That's an easy trail for me, Time Is Now. I do like Line in the Sand, but all right. That would make mine Voices, Walk Alone, Triple H, Game. My Time Is Now, Next Big Thing, Break the Walls Down, Kane Burned, Basic Thuganomics, D-Generation X, and Rest in Peace. I think I like that list.
Okay.
And yours, yep, WCW Goldberg, Christian, CM Punk, Colt the Purse, Triple H, Metalingus, Umaga, Kane, and both Kane, Stone Chemical, and Taker, You're Gonna Pay. But you need one more.
I have one more.
Yeah, you do have one more.
Okay,
I just,
so
you counted it. Yeah.
This is like a five way, right? There may be some that in there that for you is like a no brainer, but I'm basing these purely on nostalgia and enjoyability as a song, not really the person that it's attached to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm thinking, so we have Cody Rhodes' Kingdom, right? Love that song. My father said the significance. Mm-hmm. I was listening to it before he came back to WWE. I always loved that song. Downstairs, a great band. They did Dolph Ziggler's theme and the Miz's theme. Kelly. Her theme song. The hello. Or whatever it is.
That's making it top 10?
Yo, that shit is fire. Yo, it's fire, bro. So it's
Kelly theme song about to make it top 10?
It most likely won't. But well, I think it's an honorable mention. It's an honorable mention.
Nigga, didn't you call her mid when I mentioned her?
She is mid, but her theme song is fire. That's why I prefaced it with the person not attached to the theme song. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, you did do that.
Seth Rollins' theme song is just an instrumental. I'm not really feeling it. I really like the old Bray Wyatt theme, the Living Fear one. The Catch and Fly. That one. Mm-hmm. That shit was creepy. Man, what do you want to go here? I'm not going Kofi Kingston because he's not Jamaican. So there's no need to.
Fuck out of here. You just said something about something and his association or not associated with the character. SOS is a goddamn banger.
Bro.
I hear them shouting, nigga.
But I'm going to be biased.
You're going to be biased because of the closeted Ghanaian.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be biased. AJ Lee's theme song was fire too. Everybody's theme song was ass. That's a hot take. Everyone out there, that's a hot take. Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah. That's who you got for your last one?
Is it? Let me see. Damn, the pops associated with that? Nah. It's just an instrumental, bro. If I'm being honest.
But it's kind of one of the best. Yeah, that's fair. I see, like, to me, it is definitely, it's one of the better ones. One of the way, like, the, yeah.
Shield theme song. The intro is iconic on its own, but the rest is just, like, filler. It goes, Sierra Hotel, India Echo, Sierra Hotel, India Echo, Lima Delta, Shield, Darn. That shit, when you heard that, you knew this was getting torn to pieces. I was a kid, seeing John Cena standing in that ring, like, yo, he's about to get his ass torn, you know. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry for taking so long.
No, it was good. I just hit a fucking finishing through, taking through the goddamn cell.
Damn.
Climb, nigga, climb. Yeah. I'm about to win this. Jericho and Taker, Hell in a Cell. Jericho right now is going to climb to the top of the damn cell. My goal is to throw Undertaker onto the commentator's booth. We'll update you.
Wow, this is a
doozy for your last now, one, huh?
Yeah, see now, I really wanna put like a newer theme song just because I don't have newer theme songs on there. But newer theme songs are ass, so I don't feel like I should be obligated.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, bro, I wish Craig had a better theme song, bro. He's one of my favorite wrestlers, but it just sounds so American.
Pretty sure that's the point. Yo, this nigga Taker knocked me off the cell.
It's a bop, but like, it's not making my wrestling appearance unless I'm working out or I need like it for a specific reason, not to like listen to. Kevin Owens' theme song is also fire.
On the land of instrumentals, NWO do have one of like,
You know, their shit is literally just Jimi Hendrix guitar solos bashed up.
Huh. Guitar solos go hard, shit.
Yep. Man, that Bray Wyatt's team is not in my top 10. Nostalgia taking over, bro.
Hold on, I'm trying to get to the top of the cell. This nigga Taker trying to knock me off this shit.
Am I gonna go Kingdom on this one? Am I really gonna go Cody Rhodes' new song? I just might.
Cody Rhodes, come on, your last pick.
Fuck it, Kingdom. That's it.
Kingdom. Cody Rhodes. Alrighty, and with that, you have our. This is our top 10s. We can do another episode where we're gonna rank these, but our top 10. Kenneth looks like WCW Goldberg, Christian 0405, CM Punk, Cult of Personality, Triple H, Time to Play the Game. Love that damn song. Metalingus, HBK, Shawn Michaels with the Sexy Boy, that damn song. Iconic. Umaga, Kane, Slow Chemical, and Undertaker, you're gonna pay, and then Cody Kingdom. Mine that is the most
surprising for me.
Hmm.
You're gonna. That's the most surprising.
It's like it really, yeah. That it got down to that for you. For me, it is Voices, Randy Orton, I Walk Alone, Bautista, My Time Is Now. You already, yep. Your time is up. My time, you already get it. Next big thing because. I'll give you a story about the Brock Lesnar. Like, before we did this podcast, like, early in the night, my nigga, like, I had ate some dinner. I ate dinner, was relaxing. Nigga, like, I started a workout. Here's what happened. I was smoking, and I was playing. I had played the Lesnar theme, so I was, you know, just, nigga, I heard it was the done. Dun, dun, dun. Nigga, I started doing the jumping and shit. I did 60 push-ups and 50 squats.
Oh, my God.
My arms. I did push-ups until my fucking arms was giving out. I improvised a quick workout. To say least, that was the power of the next big thing. That shit got me like, I had to.
I will say this. Brock Lesnar probably has the best instrumental theme song in WWE history. I'm not gonna lie.
I would give the Stone Cold.
Oh.
I'll give it to Stone Cold.
Okay. I see what you mean, but the way they was mixing on that song. Stone Cold is fire, but I feel like it's really been amplified by him as a wrestler and like the atmosphere in which he was played. Because he used to come out, like thunder people, drink beer, and then you hear the glass, you hear the music, and then it's like, oh, like it's so hype, right? Mm-hmm. But like, say that was somebody's theme song now.
It wouldn't work because it's like,
yeah,
who would even have the thing is it worked because it was like. That sounded like the song of a hillbilly ass nigga. There is no. What real hillbilly ass niggas out here? Like, the nigga would hit that theme song and then drink a beer on your laid out body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is why the damn song is what it like.
But Brock Lesnar's theme, you give that to any current superstar right now. People on the internet say, yo, this is fire. Because, like, it's just transcends. It's just, like, somehow it sounds like Doom. It sounds like Doom, but it also sounds like it's a fire track. Like, how did they make something sound so dangerous, but so, like,
bro,
damn. Like, I would imagine, like, Jada Kiss on that shit. Imagine.
Like, rap version? Like, if that shit was made for rap, oh, yeah. Like, they was really... Bum, 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 ba bum, bum, bum. Amen. Amen. Say man. Hold on. I'm about to knock Taker off this shit. Please do. Please wait. I got him. I got him. I'm about to throw Taker off this damn thing. Pick him up. Pick him up. Pick him up. Oh, I'm throwing him. I'm trying to pick the Undertaker up. I realize how stupid that sounds. Oh, shit. Oh, damn. But, hey, me and Kilgore are about to head out of here. So, we got, like, 10 seconds. You didn't finish your list. Oh, wait. Huh?
You didn't finish your list, I think.
I did. Wait, hold on one second. Oh, wait. Gotta start this next one, then. I did. I thought I did finish the list. Where I'm gonna check. I think I am. Because here's my list. My list was Voices, Walk Alone, Triple H, My Time Is Now, Next Big Thing, Break the Walls Down, Burned, Basic Thugonomics, D-Generation X, and Rest in Peace is 10.
No, I meant like you didn't finish like saying it.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was just stuck on... I was talking Next Big Thing. Yeah, shit. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Next one is Break the Walls Down, shit show.
Break the walls down. Break down.
Okay, you get it. Burned is the most evil fucking Kane theme, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, but yeah.
With yeah, Soul that, Chemical is more tragic, to be honest.
It's more, you said tragic?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that matches. This nigga is about to fucking choke slam me through a cell. God damn it, he did. It doesn't end well trying to fight this nigga in Hell in a Cell, does it?
Bro, it's literally his house.
Never does. Yo, this nigga has me using resiliency on the first pinfall. Bloody hell. And he's going for another pinfall immediately after. It's over. Oh, not it kicked out. Basic Thugonomics and D-Generation X and Rest in Peace. Funny enough, because right now I am fighting The Undertaker in this game. And, dear Lord, rest in peace. He's trying to kick my ass. But me and Kenneth, we can definitely rank these later. This episode, I don't know when it's going to be out, but it'll be out later. It'll be out soon. I don't know if it's out by the time One Night Stand is out. If One Night Stand is out, you should go and check that out because, you know, AK-170 is on the call. And if you like AK-170, check out AWF's One Night Stand. You might see something special. You might see a referees making very great decisions.
Yeah.
We love the AWF refs who never rig anything, motherfuckers. All right, but from AK-170, thank you for listening to the revival. I don't know how consistent we'll be doing this. I do hope we can, you know, we are doing AWF, so that's kind of got us in the rotation of doing things. AK-170 can gladly find its way back into the cut. KO, any last words for the audiences?
Thank you guys for tuning in. As for our list, if you have any opinions, I don't care. This has been me and my aunt ranking our top 10 wrestling themes. We love professional wrestling. We love you guys.
And thank you for listening. So peace out. KO out. We out this motherfucker.